All right. So so I've got my recorder running, talking to Peyton Robb, and we're talking, Peyton, shortly after terrible news comes out with everything that's been happening here lately and the NCAA announcing that there will be no winter sports championships, which takes out the wrestling tournament at U.S. Bank Stadium. Can I ask for your reaction to that?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously just terrible. It's a bummer, but, you know, it's in the best interest of the athletes, like trying to keep them safe. But it's still just a real big bummer.
You've got to feel for the seniors on the team. Can you say anything to that effect? Are there a lot of seniors on that Huskers team?
There are three seniors, and I've already seen a few of them come in and give them a hug, and hopefully the NCAA can do something for them by the end of this, whether it's like give them almost like a medical red shirt or something to give them one more chance. Okay. For the guys that qualified for the national tournament, it's their last chance.
Yeah, and there's so many different angles to this story, and I don't mean to just be talking about that with you, because you had an amazing Big Ten tournament and things of that sort. But let me ask you about your little brother, Cale. He was wrestling at the Minnesota State tournament not long ago. Did you have a chance to give him some advice beforehand or talk with him before and or after the Minnesota State tournament?
Yeah, I paid for the track cast for that tournament to watch him wrestle, so I was able to, after his first match, give him some pointers and then give him some pointers on some of the guys that he was wrestling. And so I just tried to help him out a little bit, and I talked to him after on the phone. And he did a good job. He's a freshman. He's doing good in the standings in Minnesota.
Yeah. What do you like about him as a wrestler, and is he at all like you would have been at that same age?
Yeah, he does. I can see a lot of the moves that I do or did in his set of moves. He mimics me in a lot of areas, and so that's pretty cool. And then he's also got his own unique side, where he has a different body type than what I had.
Okay.
So different moves come into play for him. He's a little bit lankier than me, so moves for a little bit longer guys can work better for him than they did for me. But so there's a little mix of both some of my technique and his own coming into play there.
When you consider going from high school wrestling to college, Division I, Nebraska, you had a kind of a freshman year where you wrestled unattached, maybe is the term, and now a redshirt freshman. What was the transition like? How have you adjusted to the change in competition and just going up to that elite level?
Honestly, at first it was pretty tough, the transition. It was almost like after the first little bit, it was like, how am I going to get through 5 years of this? But then I think as you get into more practices and get in kind of transition from high school to college, it starts to get a little bit, I wouldn't say practices get easier, but you get accustomed to them.
This redshirt season of yours, I think it was a third place finish individually at the Big Ten tournament. Did you do as well as you hoped, or overachieve, or how would you assess your redshirt freshman year?
I mean, the goal is always to win the conference tournament, but I'd say I performed well. I beat a guy that I lost to earlier in the season, and he was ranked sixth or very highly or something like around there. And so I felt good with my performance. There's a few tweaks that I could do, made just a couple mistakes that I have to work on, but I think overall I made good progress throughout the year to get to and wrestle well in the Big Ten tournament.
What do you attribute the success to, whether it's working in the weight room or your partners or dedication in the off season? What are some reasons why you've been able to have a very nice season?
I'd say a big part is Coach Snyder, Brian Snyder, and Coach Tyler Berger. They are partners and coaches of mine, so they are really good for growth in those technical areas. And, yeah, I'd say working with them on my re-attacks and, like, and just all around, they make me a better wrestler. So I'd say mostly those two guys.
Are you enjoying the overall experience of the wrestling at the college level? It's real tough, I know, and the time that you have to dedicate to it. How much are you enjoying it?
I'm definitely enjoying it. The big part is the family aspect of it. It's just like one big family, so it, and everyone at Nebraska here gets along well, so it's really easy to get along, and that's one of my favorite parts, and so it's making it a good time.
And that then that would kind of roll into college life and living away from home. Has that been a fairly easy adjustment, or gotten through some bumps and getting along with it pretty well now?
I've never been a house cat, you could say, where even in high school I was always out of the house.
Okay.
And I live with five other guys in my class that are on the wrestling team, so it it's kind of like having another family right there. So having a house of six wrestlers is good enough for me.
And Peyton, if this is the end of the season and something doesn't come about with the NCAA to reschedule or what have you, when do you start preparing for, working out for next season? What kind of a break do you take, or do you get right back to it?
You know, I'm not quite sure. That's kind of
okay.
I'd have to that's on the coaches to how much break they want to give us.
Okay.
I mean, I basically just, I'm like a dog. They tell me what to do, and I'll do it.
Oh, that's, I'm not sure if I'll use that quote or not. I'm like a dog, but that's that's all right. Peyton, anything else to say right now?
I don't think I got anything else.
Okay.